The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Cultivating an Islamic identity in a postmodern world has been our topic tonight. I want to look at the components of an Islamic identity. So my sisters and my brothers, the first component of the Islamic identity is to capture the I inside of us, the who-ness inside of us. Who are you is not answered by the color of your eyes or your height or where you were born even. Who you are your values, your morals, your ethics. That's why when you look at the revelation of the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala. He made it a point to introduce God in two ways. It's very important. Not only is he Rabbul Alameen, he's Rabbul Nas as well. Right? I mentioned that point, I think, two nights ago here. The same God that's a God of the universe and the skies and the heavens is the same God that is of you and me as well. The revelation of the Qur'an wasn't this idea of the Prophet using the Qur'an to promote himself. Or it was all about praising God. No, it was very much man-centric, insan-centric, human-centric. All the verses, the ultimate purpose behind them was to gain man's salvation, was to make a woman now enter Jannah. It's an encompassing work of principles that involves, of course, your social life, your individual life, your ethics, your values, you name it. Every dimension of your I is covered inside the scripture as overall principles. And Islam says constantly revisit the I. Why do you think we have hadiths like Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma salli ala? One hour of contemplation is equal to sometimes a lifetime of worship, he says. Contemplation. One hour is a long time. Try 5 minutes of it. Contemplation. Sit there in silence. Next time you drive alone in the car, no radio, no phone, just you and the sound of the road. If you last 10 minutes without freaking out, it's a big deal. We're afraid of ourselves. We're afraid what might come out. We're afraid what the thought might lead us towards. So like I said, we drown it. We blast the nohas, inshallah. Those halal qasidas, inshallah. We blast those, inshallah. Right? But just don't leave me alone with my thoughts. And when I am alone, I reach for my phone. Even in the wake up in the morning, I don't want that walk to the... Even in the bathroom, I don't want to be by myself, man. We're afraid of it. Islam says, no, embrace the I inside of you. Stop for a moment. Understand what's going on. This is who you are. And the more we capture it, the more that we capture it, the more we're in control. The biggest problem is that we've exported that to everybody else. We've asked people online, tell me how religious I am, how spiritual I am, how beautiful I am, how skinny I am, how great I am. You tell me and then I will believe it. One beautiful thing from this pandemic is it closed the outside world to us and forced us to look inward. It really did. A lot of my youth now, you guys give a lot of weight to what others say about you. And then you are convinced of it. That validation you give to others, you come and validate me. Why? Because we don't want to face the I. Why do you think sometimes this idea, and the way that death is, you know, described in the Quran and sometimes in our scriptures is beautiful. At one time it says it's what? Until you reach hatta ataka al-yaqeen. the veils are lifted. Death is the lifting of veils. Lifting of what veils? Our own veils. And sometimes the Quran refers to it as a mulaqat. فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ Surah Jum'ah. The very death that you farar from, run from, flee from, it's going to meet up with you. Take you back to the alim and the shahid. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ And give you khabar and tell you what you did wrong and what you did right. And as one alim had said in one of my classes, he said that the reason why sometimes we fear death, it's not my topic, don't worry. We fear death is because death is a meeting with yourself. In the grave, it'll be you, yourself, and I. No mother-in-law, no daughter-in-law. It was her, it was him, nobody. It's you and that's it. And all your masks are taken off. All of my masks are taken off. The cultivation of an Islamic identity starts with the I inside of me, and it is the harmonization of every life, of every path of mine, to go through the I. The phrase La ilaha illallah is a very unique phrase that requires a breakdown. And if we break it down into half, before illa and after illa, the second half will not be possible until the first half is. True? This negation of the ilah inside of us, the small g gods as I call it, the small g, that has to happen first before the big G God enters our system. So the example I gave just was the idea of, and these things are incredible to me. There's a reason why sometimes the sunnah of the Holy Prophet is hujjat for us. There are some things that he does that are obvious that we should follow, right? Him being Amin, the way he is with orphans, how open he is with the youth. Those things are obvious. But then these small things that he would do that would kind of make you think that, wait a second, there's wisdom here. There's wisdom here. In the conquering of Mecca, two major things happened. In the 8th year of Hijri, one was the breaking of the idols around the Kaaba, inside the Kaaba. And the second was Bilal's Adhan. To me at least, these things were huge. A lot of things happened, but these two things for me was huge. I want you to come with me as we look at the tartib and the sequence of how these two things happened. Okay? All in the name of La ilaha illallah. Right? There is no God but God. Negation, 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 separation, separation, separation. What's left is who should be left is God. And sometimes it's a lifelong process. This la ilah goes on until the last day almost. Mecca is conquered. One of the first things that the Prophet says is destroy the idols. This is now an Islamic town. So he would of course summon his soldiers to go to this marketplace, to that marketplace. He would ask individuals if there are any idols in your homes, destroy those. And then quite poetically, of course, him and Imam Ali together destroyed the idols inside the Kaaba. After the destruction of the idols, then Bilal climbs the Kaaba and gives the adhan. The imagery is very important. He does not climb the Kaaba and on the Kaaba give that very, very famous adhan until the idols were all destroyed. Ali break the idols, Ali break the idols, Bilal up the Kaaba. Ali break the idols, Bilal up the Kaaba. La ilaha illallah. So many of our youth, me as well, all of you, I'm sure, we always sit there and say, look, I'm just not getting to God. I'm not getting to God. Wallahi, there is iman inside of me. I believe, but there seems to be barrier after barrier after barrier. I still, after all these years of living my life, I can't get up for fajr for the life of me.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur قيوم رؤوف صابر مجيد
وصل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.